It is good to be a winner, and indeed it is good to be associated, and it feels good to be associated with a winning side. I will not fault Mutai Nguni for his current stunt. I've wanted to be associated with the people who allegedly won the 2022 general elections. In fact, it's always good sometimes to be seen to be with the team that is running government, especially in the context of politics. But looking at the current situation and the current stunt by Mutai Nguni of trying to burn his bridges while he's going or is moving to the Kenya Kwanza side, we all know Mutai Nguni is someone who probably cannot survive outside government. And we all know right now that he is trying to now position himself for Ruto to see value in him. But however, the petty lies that he is using to achieve his goals probably may not end up anywhere. To Mutai Nguni, there is life after or life outside government. You can still survive without being in government. And the side which you supported, and which I supported too, lost the election. If indeed we really actually lost that election, we lost the election. What is now left for us as an opposition, because I count us ourselves as an opposition, is really to hold the line and in the hope that we will win the next coming election and keep the government in check, because now we have a government which is run by William Ruto. Many people may say it's illegitimate, we may not recognize it, but the truth of the matter is that we have a government now, and the government has a president, and the government is fully functional. Legally, William Ruto is the president of the Republic of Kenya, regardless of whether you acknowledge him, regardless of whether you think he actually won fairly. But our constitution granted him that authority, and he's now the president. So, Mutai Nguni, if you are jumping ship, it's okay. But if you have to, please do so with dignity, without trashing the people you worked with, or without burning all bridges, because the recent happenings of the last few hours where you gave an interview show clearly that you really are trying so very much hard to prove that you have value to William Ruto, so that he can at least trust you. But remember, everybody has a sell date in politics and in public service. I think right now, Mutai Nguni, your sell date is past. You are already on your expired time, and I don't think at this time you would add any value to the Kenya Kwanza regime. If you didn't give that value to us when we were in Azimio, don't try to paint yourself as somebody who really had anything valuable to give us, and that you gave us a lot of advice which we ignored. The side you are going to, they necessarily do not like you, neither will they like you if you lie against the people you're working with. You don't think that if you trash the Azimio people, that the Kenya Kwanza people will like you. In fact, at the moment, none of them seem to like you. None of them even seem to believe what you're saying. So at least be careful. Move there with dignity. Join the queue, because there are people who are already on that side. So join the queue and wait. But I don't think what you're saying on the media is actually true. And please, it's good to be truthful for somebody like you who is a professor. Be truthful. And know that there's life after politics, and there's life in opposition. You don't have to be in government all the time.